the wah-wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that box wah-wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Box Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Box Wah-Wah pedal at your box dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
And there was Leroy Holmes, along with his orchestra, with their take of the theme to Zorba the Greek. Holmes was an arranger and conductor for the United Artists, the record label in the 60s, backing singers such as Shirley Bassey, along with providing his own take on film music, including various Morricone themes from spaghetti westerns, and then his most famous work, which is the whistling version of Dmitri Tiomkin's theme to the 1954 film The High and the Mighty. And in the background here, this is Johnny Mandel. And this is his take on Mexican Breakfast from the 1967 film Harper, which starred Paul Newman. Emmanuel is famous earlier for his award-winning work on the film The Sandpiper, for which he won an Oscar in 1965 for a song for that movie called The Shadow of Your Smile. However, we best know Mandel for his theme to MASH, called Suicide is Painless, the wistful song heard in both the Robert Altman film and the consequent long-running series on TV. And then Altman's son wrote lyrics to Suicide is Painless at the tender age of 14, consequently making more money in royalties than his father for directing the film. So good evening. Name of this show. It's not a film yet. The film adaptation will be coming soon. This is Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast here on UBC's plucky community radio station, CITR. 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be representing our grim meat hook future until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So, the composer of the music that we heard for Zorba the Greek is Mikis Theodorakis, and we'll profile another one of his film scores towards 8:30, and that'll be the 1969 film Zed. But we'll start off with Louise Burns. She originally played bass for acts such as Cranbrook BC's Lilix, and then from Victoria, the Blue Violets. Burns came out with her own solo record this year through the impressive label Light Organ, and it falls in that 50s-60s garage pop vibe like Vivian Girls and Dum Dum Girls. So from her debut, Mellow Drama, and that's two words, here's Louise Burns with What Do You Want to Do?
Song, but I can't really sing and play drums very well. You know, I'm no Don Henley. I'm no Phil Collins. To achieve that kind of majesty is beyond me. No, we'll just start feeding back.
All right, there's some glorious live from CITR History from 1996. That was Mao toasting one of the characters from Woody Allen's movie, What's New Pussycat? That was Miss Lefevre. And their Hotown Trio featuring Toby Black, bassist Karina Hammond, and on the drums there, we heard some definite sass there, and hopefully something came of her at that point. That would be Nico Case. And they only had one album to her name, 1996's The Unforgiving Sounds of Mao, before Case had to leave Canada after student visa expired. But we do actually have digitally archived from July 11th, 1996, from their performance here in CITR, live at Thunderbird Radio Hell. I think we'll dig up the promo for that show in the next little while here. There's an Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, and we're going to stay bright and poppy with Best Coast. And they've had a busy year this far, despite not releasing an album yet. Singer-guitarist Bethany Cosentino guested on the recent Go Team album, and she appears on a few songs with her boyfriend Nathan Williams and his band Waves. And he actually has an album or EP out either, I think this week, called Life Sucks, and also features a guest appearance by Damien Abraham, who we'll hear later with his band. So this comes from a split 45 with Jeff of the Brotherhood. So this is Best Coast with an appropriate song for their California styles, and this is A Sunny Adventure.
Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
From the 1991 Electrax Rubaiyat EP, originally set to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Elektra, before the Doors pulled it from stores based on how the first track is. That was Torontonio John Oswald with Mother, which mixes the banter from MC5's 1969 live album Kick Out the Jams into a roller coaster sermon. Since Rubaiyat was pulled, Mother is far easier to find on the John Oswald compilation called Plunderphonics 69 to 96. The good news is it is on the first CD, because the second CD was encoded in a way that made it very difficult for many a player to read. There's a gack here. Oh, this is Exploding Head Movies, and we're going to stay a little bit on the hard rock vein, although obviously with a bit of a twist here. And we're going to feature two songs here in about under a minute. So both of these come from last year's film adaptation of the comic series Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And we're going to listen to Crash and the Boys, and I'll let them introduce their own songs here.
This song is called I Am Sad, So Very, Very Sad.
So sad!
Thank you. This next one's called We Hate You, Please Die.
Lonely, lonely. I can feel you, I can feel you, I can hear you, I can breathe, cause love
Thank you.
Thank you. That was Crash and the Boys with I'm So Sad, So Very, Very Sad, and We Hate You, Please Die. And Crash and the Boys was played in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World by Broken Social Scene, believe it or not. And yeah, it was last year almost exactly to this day. There's a podcast devoted to Scott Pilgrim and all those wonderful sounds, featured guest Greg Kent. So if you go to CITR.ca, click on the schedule, find Exploding Head Movies, and scroll down to episode 35. Features primarily Nigel Godrich's score to that cult classic in the making, and it features a whole bunch of other silly music. If you liked Mao, Greg and I played a lot of Mao there, and a whole bunch of great Vancouver acts. Now, Broken Social Scene are in the province this week. They'll be playing Victoria at the Rifflandia Festival, like a whole bunch of other artists we're going to profile here later in the show. So this Friday, September 23rd, yeah, they'll be at Rifflandia. Then here, Vancouver, Stanley Park at the Melkin Bowl on Saturday the 24th. And if you're a fan at all of Broken Social Scene, go check them out now, since after a few dates in San Francisco and then South America, the Toronto Collective are going on hiatus. I doubt they'll play any of the Scott Pilgrim music, but most likely stuff from last year's Forgiveness Got Rock record, and then some other stuff before they drift back to their other bands, but I'm sure based on their popularity, they definitely might come back in one way or another, but who knows when. So let's do another double set here, though slightly longer, and this will feature a Toronto hardcore act that they did win a Polaris Prize a couple of years ago, and I believe a Polaris Prize winner may have been announced recently. I still sort of check the computer. Cover your ears, because this band is known as Fucked Up, and we're going to listen to a song off their latest album shortly, but we're going to hop onto a B-side to a, I think it was a 2007 single. Of course, all the liner notes are missing from that, sorry. But it also appears on last year's Couple Tracks compilation, featuring their music ranging from 2002 to 2009. So this word title is Finnish for black snow. So this is Fucked Up with Mustalunta.
We'll be right back. Hey, this is BF from Graymaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
That you are. And that we just heard there comes from the concept album David Comes to Life. And that was, again, Cover Your Ears, Foul Language coming up, Bucked Up. And that was The Other Shoe. And the band will be spending the next week or so on tour along the East Coast along with Waves before they head off to Europe for the fall and then Australia towards the tail end of 2011. And Damien Abraham, a.k.a. Pink Eyes, guests on Waves' latest EP, Life Sucks. And there's no word on when the band will be back on the West Coast, but if you have a chance to see them live, I've seen them live once, and they're fantastic, whether they're playing whatever they can remember of cover songs for a minute in Texas heat or sticking with their already impressively massive discography. This is Exploding Head Movies here on CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. You can find us on Shaw Cable at 88.5. But as well, you can find us on the internet at www.citr.ca. So we're going to ease things down a bit now with this act from Winnipeg. And Aunts and Uncles are a supergroup quartet that occasionally dabble with children's music, though their Facebook profile touts a mix of 1930s country with a modern indie pop. So from this year's self-released, self-titled EP, here are Aunts and Uncles with Yet to Relent.
Yet to relent.
Laughter on that track was totally not maniacal at all. So from Abbotsford, that was Ono Yoko, not Yoko Ono. Ono with exclamation mark Yoko. Sorry. Ono Yoko with off their Pow Pow EP, that was Go Alien. And those recent high school graduates self-released Pow Pow this June. And they've been playing through Vancouver steadily this summer. And Ono Yoko plays this Thursday, September 22nd at the Zoo Shop. For the album release for GSTS. And they'll be joined by Good Friend and Total... sorry. Is GSTS stand for Good Friend, Total Friend? S is F's. Okay, this is perfect. I like how they wrote that. Anyways, sorry. Victoria, BC, get ready next week. Of course, ignore all the noises in the background here as our new music coordinator is highly coordinated, as it were. We'd get her on the mic, but there's a little bit of repair work in the studio here. Victoria, BC, UVic campus, September 30th. They will be playing there, and they've asked folks to bring wetsuits to the show for some diabolical reason that way. And Toronto will get to witness the spectacle that is Ono Yoko this October at the various dates, so check out their Tumblr site for more info. Coming up next, it's Tori Moi, Bull and Me, as it's known, and... Chaswick Bundrick has had a busy 2011, released his second album, Underneath the Pine, earlier this year, which dropped a good chunk of the chillwave associations that previous EPs and his first album had. And after touring with Caribou, both of those acts are going to work on their curation of this year's version of Altmore's Parties, the English music festival set this December in Minehead, England. And amongst all this, Tor Imola has a new EP that came out last week called Freaking Out. And he's going to be in town next week playing Thursday, September 29th at Venue, along with Bass Drum of Death and the ever-awesome Portland via New Zealand act, The Unknown Mortal Orchestra. So this is a cover from the Freaking Out EP, originally a 1985 hit for Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill, written by that powerhouse team, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. We knew them mostly for New Jack Swing, but this is definitely a bit of great 80s R&B revival. So here's Tor Imola with Saturday Love.
Miss the Vancouver debut of one of Canada's best-kept musical secrets when Beatroot Magazine, Weird Canada, Lifetime Collective, and CITR 101.9 FM present Jennifer Castle, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club. Advance tickets are available at Zulu, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, and online at electricowl.ca. That's Jennifer Castle with the Ruffled Feathers and David Vertesi, Thursday, September 29th at the Electric Owl Social Club, 928 Main Street.
Always great when songs end earlier than expected. So, from Montreal, that was Think About Life with Cyanide. And that track's been kicking around for most of the band's life, but I have no idea whether this appeared on a single. So it's not listed in their discography. It's not on either of their albums, 2006 self-titled debut, and then 2009's Family. And you can find at least both those albums through the Alien number 8 label. That song, I think you just find it on the internet somewhere. And as a few people just sort of told me right now, a lot of the songs here talk about death and whatnot. I wouldn't say it's an intentional theme, since I'm usually lyrically ignorant, which could be a bad thing at times. But at the very least, I try to make sure what's going on. But if there's a theme, that's that. It sort of ties into the soundtrack profile we'll have later, which is Zed. And, if you do always have any concerns or questions about things, what's going on, you can always email me, radiofreegack@gmail.com. And if you have little things to send me, like music or whatnot, and actually, here, I have a little flip book that someone gave me. You can always just leave it here at the sub here at UBC campus. You can always grab the address to the radio station through the website. But if you need it online here, it is Suite 233. 6138, so 233-6138, Sub Boulevard, Vancouver, BC. V as in Victor, 6 T as in Tango, 1 Z as in the soundtrack group profile later, 1. And anyways, so Andrea, thank you for the little flip book. We had a little bit of a giveaway last month involving the Daydream Nation. So, on behalf of the CD and DVD that she won and picked up, I have a little flip book here which says, I dig your show. Thanks for doing it. So, Andrea, you're welcome. And, yes, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we're going to hop away from pop to some disco-inspired music. And Lee Douglas, he's a Brooklyn DJ working primarily with the Wrong label. Wrong without the W, so it's R-O-N-G. But he's also been helping out with the Black Disco crew on their second volume of Italo-styled re-edits. So this appears on the 2008 EP, The Douglas Sound. And this is Lee Douglas doing his take on the 1981 Latin disco hit. Originally it was called Misa Criolla, which translates as We Are the Children, but Lee Douglas simply went with the original artist name. So this is Fuego.
Thank you. came in one night from Omaha. Worn out 'cause she never could sleep on trains. Took a bus to Hollywood, looking for a room in the Bowery Green. Hair so blonde and eyes so brown, thought she would take this town and turn it upside down. I was living in a hotel just off Sunset when she moved in right across the hall. She said she would be a movie star. She waited every morning for the call. I asked her in for a drink, but she hardly had the time. Her call might come tomorrow, and she had to know her lines. And a Hollywood 7 and rooms to rent before your name goes up in lights. Hollywood 7, you can dream your dreams for $7 a night. Months went by without a job. The money she had saved was nearly spent. She started bringing strangers home. She had to find a way to pay the rent. She would sit and drink my coffee with nothing much to say. Just busy rehearsing in her mind the scene she would never play. Well, a Hollywood 7 and rooms to rent before your name goes up in lines. Hollywood 7, you can dream your dreams for $7 a night. I found her there one morning when she didn't come to coffee when I called. She brought the wrong one home this time. That's crazy. Dead scrawled across the wall. Now she's going back to Omaha. No luck the way she planned. There would be no crowds to cheer her on. No welcome home, no band. And a Hollywood 7 and rooms to rent before your name goes up in lights. Hollywood 7, you can dream your dreams for $7 a night. Another lady moved in from Syracuse. It was her first time on a plane. Took a cab to Hollywood, dreaming of the light that will spell a name. Watched her as she rented that empty room across the hall. To wake up in the morning, waiting for that call. And a Hollywood 7 and rooms to rent till your name goes up in light. Hollywood 7, you can dream your dreams for $7 a night. Hollywood 7 and rooms to rent till your name goes up in lights. Hollywood 7, you can dream your dreams for $7 a night. Your name goes up in line.
Featuring a very 70s loungy version of an old Aussie disco classic. That was Mike Simonetti and Johnny Jewel doing a re-edit, what they're calling the piano version of Hollywood 7, off what looks to be one of the best disco radio discoveries of the year. Simonetti runs the Jersey label Italians Do It Better, and Hollywood 7 is featured on the offshoot label called Perseo, which is going to focus on re-edits, though in the Italian style, inspired by Martin Vogel's recent retake of a great Bruce Springsteen song. And then Johnny Jewel has a handful of bands on the Italians label, and two of them will be in town for Olio Festival starting this week. So Thursday, September 22nd, Glass Candy and Chromatics are going to be playing at Republic, of all things. Doors open at 9, and CITR's Radio Zero DJs will be spinning there for you. And remember when I was talking about Rifflandia before? Well, if you go to Victoria on Saturday, September 24th, Glass Candy will be there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. And if you're not doing anything on Wednesday, you can always go check this out.
The Institute of Mental Health, UBC Department of Psychiatry, and Pacific Cinematheque presents 10 Years of Frames of Mind, a 12-month retrospective. Since launching in 2002, Frames of Mind has promoted awareness and education around mental health issues and challenged the often erroneous representation of mental illness in media. Celebrate 10 years of Frames of Mind by attending the screening of The Devil and Daniel Johnson, the award-winning, harrowing, and hilarious biopic on the cult singer, songwriter, and cartoonist. Wednesday, September 21st at Pacific Cinematheque, 1131 Howe Street in downtown Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Gak. We have a couple more tracks to play before we hop on the soundtrack to Zed and feature some other acts who are in town. So he did not end up winning the Mercury Prize. And you know, I should really take a look to see who won the Polaris Prize, but there's been some excitement here in the booth. The engineer is nodding his head there. We'll throw him on air once we get one of the microphones working. James Blake. He is going to be in town, but first of all, elsewhere in the Pacific Northwest, September 23rd, so that would be Friday, he'll be in Portland at the Wonder Ballroom. Saturday, September 24th, in Seattle at the Showbox at the Market, but James Blake will be here in town Sunday, September 25th at the Commodore Ballroom. I believe it is highly sold out, but tickets should still be available one form or another. And here's hoping to see how his mixture of piano and dubstep worked that way. So from his self-titled album, here's James Blake with Measurements.
Tested out, trying not to be too bold. Increase your pride, telling lies that you're not on your own. Whoa. Faith in prayers will make you see your bones. Please fall down, test in silence for the down and the forest is cold. Fall down,
intestines for the down and the forest cold. Trees in clouds, testing doubts, trying not to be telling lies that you're not on your own. Watching the faith in prayers will make you see. Testing signs for the down and the forest cold. Trees in clouds, testing doubts, trying not to be too old. Your pride telling lies that you're not on your own. Watching their faith and prayers will make you see your bones.
Those little fools, they could never understand this. This is the echelon, echelon, next level. Breakage, audio splendor, digital soundboard. Here's how we run things, you know? Hey, y'all!
Down them out, run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never taste, should I never party? Down them out, run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never taste, should I never party? Down them out, run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never taste, should I never party? Recognize realness, recognize weight. Disperse from the place now, hide your face. In jing, let's go, temperable pimelly out. Big stink, you know, the whole world is smelling out. Nothing they could tell us, you study too hard. Non-stop learning, heaps of smart craft. Dedicated to the craft, playing the format. Stepping on a soundboy face, you're in the doormat. War rap and bass, the weapon of choice now. Skeets on with kicks, with panty boys now. Lovable, huggable, made for niceness. The plate pressurized, purely priceless. Big chest, chesty, vested interest. None of them fraud could ever test our progress. Take note to notice, your tin pan is opus. You can't approach this, you can't demote this. We're hip to your motive, don't get too cozy. Yes, more time you're posing, you best learn the motives. Run them out, run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never taste, should I never party? Run them out, run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never taste, should I never party? Run them out, run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never taste, should I never party? Recognize realness, recognize weight. Disperse from the place now, hide your face. Select a mix for them, go select a mix for them, pop up. We have the goalie style straight from the gutter. Make a sound boy pop or make a sound boy stutter. Should I never test the original nutter. Tougher and we tougher and we buff with tune. You see a sound boy head again, bust with tune. Because we ain't around for two plus with tune. We ever conquer sound and we not sponsor sound with us. Run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never test, should I never party? Run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never test, should I never party? Run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never test, should I never party? Recognize realness, recognize weight. Disperse from the place now, hide your face. Maniac, psycho, sound killing machine. Nice up all your festival, the dance and Shabin. Rock dance with old foot, middle aged and young teen.
professional, we have the expertise. Bishy and me bashy and we clash for cash. You see the dub plate stack up and we stash the cash. The car, we no barber, we no big for dub. We know your sound's half-hot, call you beg for sub to go. Any which way you so crisp with we, cause none of sound could attest to our history. We been here from day we done and pay them dues now. Don't wanna get excited, don't wanna get confused now. Down them out, run them out, sound boy vacate. Should I never taste, should I never partake? Recognize realness, recognize weight. Disperse from the place now, hide your face.
In the 2009 12-inch Run 'Em Out, there's Breakage featuring Roots Manuva on lyrics with Run 'Em Out. And Breakage will be in town. It'll be at 560 on Thursday, September 22nd. And it'll be joined by the Daiga Sound crew. And tickets are $15, available at Zulu, High Life, and Beat Street Records. So, coming up shortly, we have some of Mikis Theodorakis here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver.
I'm Ben, he's Jeff.
And we're here to tell you about an amazing job opportunity.
If you want to make a difference and contribute positively to the world, this is it.
Public outreach is a place where passionate, creative individuals come together to fundraise and gain support for the world's most influential charities.
Like climate change, human rights violations, natural disasters, and animal welfare.
For more information, visit publicoutreachcareers.com.
Apply today to start tomorrow.
That's publicoutreachcareers.com.
In 15 minutes, the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker will be coming up with 3 hours of fantastic jazz music for all you jazzbo hipsters. But as we can hear in the background here, we're going to get a little Greek from the Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels soundtrack from 1998. Here's John Murphy and David Hughes tackling Mikis Theodorakis' infamous theme to Zorba the Greek as it slowly speeds up. Now, that is one soundtrack I'd like to profile, but a lot of times here, we don't always aspire for the obvious in Exploding Head Movies. So what we're going to do is we're going to profile some of the music from the 1969 French political thriller Zed, although it's pronounced Z. I guess that's how it's pronounced in French. It was directed by Costa Gavras, and it dealt with a bit of a thinly fictionalized account involving the assassination of the Greek politician Grigoris Lambrakis in 1963. So it was highly dark, very satirical, and it sort of deals with the protest of the military dictatorship that was Greece at the time. There is a little bit of a correlation to what Greece is up to right now, and along with that, Mr. Theodorakis is definitely a highly outspoken individual when it comes to Greek politics, to the point that I think he actually has been, his name's been offered a couple times to become president of Greece. So, from the 1969 soundtrack to Z, we're going to start off with the main title, slash O Andonis, by Mikis Theodorakis. Enjoy.
Thank you.
χάρι έχει καημό κι εγώ στα μάτια το κοιτώ και το κοιτώ και δεν μιλώ. Απόψε, απόψε που έχει το καημό. Απόψε, απόψε που έχει το καημό. Πάει χωρίς δουλειά και ξοχιώνει και φυσά. Χωρίς τσιγάρο και δουλειά. Απόψε, απόψε το δάκρυ του κιλά. Απόψε, απόψε το δάκρυ του κιλά. Χάρι έχει καημό, μα όταν κοιτά τον ουρανό τα μάτια του είναι δυο πουλιά. Απόψε, απόψε μου σκίζει την καρδιά. Απόψε, απόψε μου σκίζει την καρδιά.
We'll be right back.
the Zed soundtrack. We start off the main title, subtitled O Adonis. Then we heard Toyalasto Peri, Life Goes On, To Palikari Echikaimo, Free World. We had a little bit of like that peppy cafe rock there. Then we heard Arrive Diren. And then what we last heard was Batucada. In the background, we were listening to Idip Otsale. And then we'll probably hear something called Pios de Mila Yea Del Hambre, which I think is Greek for hidden truth, because that's all I have to work with. And that's all written and performed by Mikis Theodorakis. And at this point, he's in a bit of the news since Greece is dealing with the economic crisis, as it were. He's been definitely doing some protests indicating about overthrowing the government, and some people are actually recommending that he becomes the next president, though he's sort of shaking it down. Although he's been criticizing not only the Greek government, but also the European Union, and apparently has a bit of a, oddly enough, an anti-Semitic streak. So he's definitely off his gourd a little bit there. But again, yeah, he did the soundtrack to Zorba the Greek from 1964, and then another soundtrack I'd like to profile later, which is Serpico from 1973. So that is about it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a short minute or so, it is Gavin Walker with The Get Jazz Show. And he does have a special guest lined up here as well. So if you missed any of this week's show, just grab the podcast via www.citr.ca. And you can always search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies, much in the same way that you can search Facebook as well, too, for that information. So next week, it is going to be Cliff Martinez and his score for the recent film Drive. And we're actually going to listen to one of the tracks from there. And it ties into what we spoke about earlier with the Chromatics being in town. Again, Chromatics are going to be playing at Republic as part of Olio Festival on Thursday, September 22nd. And if you go there early, you'll catch the Radio Zero DJs spinning away there. So from Drive, here's Chromatics with Tick of the Clock.